各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
May peace be with brothers and sisters。
你们今天从那个大的房子到这儿来聚会，你们有什么感受吗
？So do you have any particular feeling that you move from a big sanctuary and move to a smaller room today？
你们是不是觉得小了
？Do you feel it's a little bit crowded？
你们是不是觉得比那边简陋了？
Or maybe it's more simpler than we were in the big sanctuary.
我的感受不太一样。
But my feelings are different.
当然，这是一个事实。这边比那边小，这边比那边简陋。
So, yes, it's a fact that this place is smaller and more simpler than the other place.
在五年以前呢，我接受我们美国一个大的宣教机构划船呢的邀请啊。
So 5 years ago, I accept an assignment from the Chinese evangelical organization.
到大陆东北去培训他们的这个讲员。
And I was sent to the northeast part of China to conduct a discipleship training.
那个城市呢，就是我所在的。工作了21年的一个设计研究院所在的地方。
So the city was where I worked for 20 years as a researcher, in the northeast part of China.
他们要我培训的这些教会呢，是什么教会呢
？So what kind of church that invited me to conduct the discipleship training for them？
是家庭教会。
It's a family church.
我真是想不到这个有这么大的发展啊。
It's over my expectation that family church have developed to such a great extent.
这个教会呢，有4000人。
So this church consists of 4,000 members.
他们分成10个分会。
So they were divided into 10 smaller churches.
每一个分会啊，就是每一个小教会400人。
So each church consists of 400 people.
我就是想不到这个发展的这么样的啊。
So it really surprised me that why this family church developed to such a rapid pace.
他们就把这十个分会里啊，所有站讲台的、教主日学的啊，这些弟兄姐妹把它集中起来。
So all of these 10 smaller churches.And those who minister the word are gathered together.
他们在哪里来听课呢
？So where are they going to gather together to listen to my lecture？
在农村里边。
In the villages.
他们要避开这个公安的这个大陆的这个公安系统里。
So in order to avoid the security police.
因为它是一个农村的房子。
Because this is a village houses.
所以它这个宽度啊。大概只有你们这个这么宽一个宽。
And as a matter of fact, the width of those meeting gathering place are just half of this room.
对不起。但是这个长度呢，大概比这个长2倍半的样子。
But the length is 2.5 times longer than this room.
他们没有这种椅子坐。
So they don't have this kind of comfortable chairs.
他们都是自己带的那个小板凳啊。
So everyone just bring their own stool.
就是下面有两个架子，上面有一个帆布，就是那个。
So there's a very simple frame with a canvas over it and for people to sit on.
他们坐在那儿，几乎就像蹲在那儿是一样的。
So actually they are sitting and squat down are almost no difference.
一个挨一个坐着。
So they're crowded together, one.Next to each other.
他们有没有这个电视呢？没有。
Do they have this TV?
有没有这个暖气呢
？Do they have the heating system? No.
没有。他们很早就出来，因为他们要从各个地方集中起来，很早就离开家啊，带着小板凳，带着干粮就过来了。
So they woke up early in the morning and bring their own lunch and then came over to listen to the lecture.
从上午8点钟开始
，so from 8 a.m.
一直到中午12点
to 12 noon.
然后就是十分钟吃饭。
And then we allowed them to eat their lunch for only 10 minutes.
再接着讲。
And then we continue the lecture until 5 p.m.
然后再15分钟吃饭休息。
And then we give them 15 minutes for dinner.
晚上要我还要接着讲。
And then after dinner, I continue to give lecture to them.
你们想一想。
So just think about this.
所以我的感受就是，只要有神的同在，有圣灵的同在。
So my feeling is, as long as we have the presence of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit,
有追求的心
and with a desire to learn,
有爱主的心
and then with the love for our Lord Jesus,
这些物质的东西都
so all these material equipments are no longer bother us.
所以我有这个感受啊，因为这个感受。
So this is why when I come to this room, I have this kind of feeling that hark back my memory.
希望大家能够珍惜每一次崇拜聚会。
So it's my prayer for hope that you can treasure every opportunity that we get together to worship our God.
我们作为人呢，从古至今都有一个共同的愿望。
So as a human being, from ancient up to the modern time, we have a common desire.
什么愿望?
What kind of desire that we talk about?
每一个人都有这个共同的
愿望。 So every individual have this kind of desire.
你们说是什么愿望?
So what is your opinion? What is it? So that is to live forever.
永远不死。
To live forever.
但是我们一般都不那么讲。我们一般都
是 maybe we are more realistic. We don't think that.
我们一般都是说希望长寿了，是不是
？So we just want to have longevity.
因为这个永远不死是做不到的。
So because we know that live without death is impossible.
人生活到100岁就是很不错了。
So if you can live up to 100 years old, that is very good.
所以我们对孩子们的这个老人的祝福都是这么说，祝你长命百岁。
So this is why when we bless our posterity, we said, I wish you can live up to 100 years old.
但是即便如此，也不是人人都可以的。
So even this is our desire, but not everyone can achieve the goal.
但是如果说是要长生不老，永远不死，
那
不过是幻想了。
You live forever, and this is an unrealistic expectation.
但是我们很感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
他赐给我们一条永生的道路。
Because he gave us a life that will live forever.
让我们能够活到永永远远。
So we can live from now to forever.
那么哪些人可以活到永永远远？
And the question is, what kind of people can live without ceasing?
我们看一下路加福音呢，这里面有这么讲。路加福音的这个19章。
So let's look at Luke chapter 19.
24节。
And from 24 to 25.
他这么说。
And the scripture says,
他说耶稣看见他就说,
And Jesus saw them and said,
有钱人进上帝的国是何等难啊。
So how difficult are the riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易呢。
So it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle then the rich man enter into the kingdom of God.
那么哪些人能够进到神的国得到永永远远的生命呢?
So the question is, what kind of people can enter into the kingdom of God and acquire the eternal life?
他这里面举了一个例子。
So the Bible gives one example.
就是有钱的人很难进去。
So it says the rich is very difficult for them to enter.
除了有钱人很难进去之外
So other than the rich people
也不是所有的人都能进去的
And it's not everyone can enter into the kingdom of God
那么哪些人能够见到神的国，能够进入神的国呢？
So what kind of people can see the kingdom of God and enter into it?
这就是我们今天所要来学习的路啊，约翰福音啊，第三章一到第六节。
So this is what we are going to discuss this morning, and the scripture is recorded in John chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 6.
这几节圣经告诉我们。
So these few verses told us,
那些能够见到神的国，能够进入神的国，得到永永远远生命的人，就是那些重生得救的人。
So the scripture says, those who are able to enter into the kingdom of God are the one who have been born from above.
由此看来，能不能够重生得救，
so,
就是能不能够进到神的国，得到永生的那个人。
So the condition is whether you can enter into the kingdom of God is depending on whether you have been born again or regenerated.
重生得救，这是一个基本的啊这个真理。
So to be born from above is a very foundational truth that Christians have.
当然，我们做基督徒，我们都知道了，这个是对于啊慕道的朋友来讲，这个。重生得救这个基本的重要真理是很重要的。
So we know this is a very important for every Christians to know that all the seekers of the word is important. They must recognize the importance of born again.
那么重生得救这个基本重要的真理对于基督徒重不重要呢？
So this cardinal doctrine, is it important to Christians?
还有重要性吗？
It's still remain important to Christians who already belong to the kingdom of God?
我们不是已经信了耶稣了吗？
Did we believe in Jesus already?
那还要这个真理对我们还有重要性吗？
So this kind of doctrine of born again is still important to us?
这个答案是毫无疑问。
So the answer is no doubt, it is true.
为什么？
Why?
如果我们不敢确信啊，不敢确定我自己是不是重生得救了。
So if you're not certain about your destiny, whether you have been saved or born again,
那我们信不就是枉然了吗？
And if this certainty will cause you the question that your faith is in vain.
因为你不知道你是不是重生得救了。
Because you don't know whether you have been born again or not.
那你当然就进不到神的国。
And of course, you have no certainty that whether you have been entered into the kingdom of God.
你自然就没有永生的未来。
Then you don't have the hope of eternal life.
那么神所赐下的今生有丰盛的生命。
And God gave us abundant life in this life.
未来有永远的福乐。
And for the future, we have the eternal felicity.
他是给那些重生得救的人。
So this kind of promise is given to those who have been born again,
而并不是进了教会就人人有份的。
So doesn't mean that everyone and being a church goer will be the one who are able to born again and enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们通过重新的学习。
So therefore we have to renew our understanding of this doctrine.
可以让我们再一次来思想主的救恩。
So will enable us to rethink the salvation that Jesus provided for us.
也能够帮助我们正确的去传扬福音。
And also help us to proclaim the gospel in a correct way.
在另外一个方面。
So on the other hand,
在我们的信仰生活当中啊。
So in our faith life,
事实证明。
So the fact has.To us,
正是因为对重生得救这个真理没有正确的认识。
So sometimes if you don't have an accurate understanding of the concept of born again,
才出了不少的问题。
And then cause a lot of spiritual problems.
所以我们实在需要认真地来重新学习。
So therefore we have to seriously and learn about the concept of born again.
下面我们就从四个方面啊来思考。
So we are going to ponder upon this subject in four aspects.
第一方面
First,
人重生得救靠什么？
So depend on what factor that man can be born again.
我们可以听到有这么样几种答案。
So we have heard many, many answers to this question.
有的人认为啊，
Some people have the opinion that
只要我心里相信神就可以了。
As long as I believe in my heart, it's enough.
有的人认为啊，我行为好就成了。
And yet some people have the opinion that if I have a good deed, then that will be sufficient.
还有少数的基督徒认为
And there are few Christians.
我只要决了志，我受了洗，
as long,
加入了教会。
As I make decision and have been baptized and be a church member,
当然就重生了。
And of course, then I am a born again person.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But this is not the scripture.
这些答案都不见得对。
These answers are not accurate.
为什么那么说呢
？Why the Bible said in this way?
我们今天就用。这个约翰福音三章第一节到第六节所讲的这个尼哥底母的故事，我们来对应对证啊一下。
So let us use the story of Nicodemus recorded in the Bible, and then to contrast with our common thinking.
这个尼哥底母是什么人呢、啊、
？Now who was Nicodemus?
你们还记得吗
？Do you remember?
尼哥底母是一个法利赛人
He was a Pharisee、
法利赛人是必须信上帝的人
So Pharisee are one that ought to believe in God
他重生得救了吗
So does it mean automatically he was born again?
当然没有
Of course not
如果他已经重生得救了
So if he was born again
主耶稣还需要跟他讲重生得救的道理吗
？So then, why Jesus talk about this subject with him?
所以，作为一个法利赛人，作为一个哦，心我心里是相信有神的，就重生得救了，这是不对的。
So first of all, we learn that is if you think that you merely believe in God and thought that you have been born again, and this is wrong.
我们再拿这个尼哥底母的情况来看。
So let's look at Nicodemus' condition.
这个尼哥底母是一个法利赛人。
So he was a Pharisee.
法利赛人他就必定要遵守啊犹太啊旧约的律法。
So as a Pharisee, he had to obey sincerely the law of the Jews.
尤其是尼哥底母是一个官呐。
So especially Nicodemus was an officer.
他需要用法律来教训人
and he has to use a legal means to teach people
虽然他不是一个专职的传道人
so even though he was not a full-time minister
但是他这个地位摆在那个地方
but his position is very important
这个也不能成为他重生得救的理由
so having a spiritual position in the societyIs not the basis for being born again.
因为他宣讲法律，他要遵守法律，对不对
？So he knew the law and he also observed the law.
但是这些不能成为他重生得救的理由。
But this is not the reason that we can draw on that he was born again.
另外，尼哥底母他怎么称呼耶稣啊
？Do you know how Nicodemus addressed Jesus' title?
你们记不记得
？Do you remember?
他称呼耶稣叫夫子
and he called Jesus Rabbi、
他作为一个官员、他能够称呼一介平民的耶稣叫夫子
so he was the member of the Sanhedrin and then he called Jesus a rabbi
夫子就是老师了
so rabbi in today's language means teacher
他显然他就是很佩服耶稣
So we can conclude that he respects Jesus
他很赞赏耶稣的教义和为人的
And then he really have a high view of Jesus
那我们在这个古代的时候那现在我们看不见但是我们看电视剧不也能看见吗
So even though we don't know but when we see the video tapes about the ancient society then we can learn something
你看我们看到这个、一般人看到一个尊敬的人他们都称他们 为先生
So when you see a person that you pay high regard to and you address him sir or rabbi.
所以尊啊尊敬耶稣啊的人不能成为重生得救的理由。
So it's no question that he reverend Jesus, but that is not the ground for him to be called born again.
那除了这个以外，圣经里边还啊耶稣啊还明确地否定了几种人。
So actually, Jesus clearly denied their thought and saying, "You're not born again."
他否定了哪几种人呢
？So Jesus denied what kind of people?
他否定了那个会祷告的人。
So Jesus do not agree with those who just merely know how to pray.
甚至会禁食祷告的人。
And even those who fast and pray.
他否定了那个自以为义。行为良好
and then,
很热心捐钱的人
and then he disagreed with self-righteous and willing to offer alms to the poor
他甚至啊还啊否定了那个开口闭口就说主啊主啊
Jesus also reputed those who constantly saying my lord my lord
可是他传道不奉他的名的传道人
andBut these people do not spread the way that the law of Moses in the name of Jesus.
耶稣明明白白地回答他们。
And then Jesus clearly proclaimed,
我从来不认识你们。
I never knew you.
那么人到底靠什么重生得救呢
？So the question is based on what that we can be born again.
它必定包括三个。重要的内容。
So, a person to be born again must meet the three basic requirements.
第一个
First,
因信靠主罪得赦免。
That is, those are justified by faith and are forgiven by the Lord Jesus.
这个记载在《使徒行传》第十章四十三节。
And it's recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 10.
第二个重要内容
And the second content is
因信靠主得以称义
So depend on Jesus by faith And then he will be called the righteous
这个记载罗马书三章
And it's recorded
24节
In the book of Romans chapter 3
第三个内容
Thirdly
因信靠主而得到由神而来的生命
So depend on God by faithAnd also acquire the eternal life from God.
这个记载在《使徒行传》十一章第十八节。
And it's recorded in Acts chapter 11.
当然，我现在这么说，如果你放在纸面上看呢，你就会看到一个，这三个方面都有一个共同点。
So I just verbally convey this concept to you, but if you actually write it down on a piece of paper, it's not hard for you to detect a common point.
这个共同点是什么呢
？So what is commonality?
就是因信靠主
，that is depend on trust Jesus by faith.
啊，那么这个信是信的什么
？Then the question is you believe, but believe in what?
那这个靠又靠的是什么
？And then you trust or depend on whom?
啊。我们说的这个信啊，就是相信的信啊。
So when we talk about belief, sometimes we think about the intellectual assent.
就是相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That is, you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God.
他是我们唯一的救主。
And he's the only Savior.
那么这个靠又是靠的什么呢
？So this trust or depend on what?
这个靠的就是我们要靠耶稣基督舍身流血所成就的那个救恩。
That is, we believe on the work of Jesus on the cross that shed the blood for us.
所以以弗所书第二章第八节这么说。
So therefore, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, it says,
他说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
You're saved by the grace of God and throughYour faith.
这就是在明确地告诉我们，我们之所以得救，最根本的是在乎神的恩典。
So it tells us that The reason that we can be saved is because of the mercy and the grace of Jesus.
但是也要借着人的相信。
But through our faith.
啊，真心诚意的相信。
And then you sincerely, honestly believe in God.
神的恩典是根本。
So the grace of Jesus is the basic.
人的真心诚意相信是人的责任。
And the human, sincere belief is the human responsibility.
这两者在一都有才能得救。
So these two elements has to combine in order to be saved or born again.
那么这个就是结论了。
So this is the conclusion.
第二方面我们来看。
So secondly, let us look at this.
人是怎样重生得救的呢？
Now how a person be saved or born again?
在第五节告诉我们。
And then in verse 5, the scripture told us,
他说人要进入神的国啊，就必须经过经历两件事。
So in order to enter in the kingdom of God, we got to go through two important events.
就是从水生，从灵生。
That is born from the water and born from the spirit.
所以重生得救的人必定是从水生，从灵生的。
So a born again person must be born from the water and also born from the spirit.
那我们就要问了。
Then we raise a question.
从水生的水是指什么？
So when you were born from the water, what does it mean by water?
这个水就是道。
And the water in the Bible means the way.
为什么呢？
The word.
我们从以弗所书第五章二十六节我们可以看到。
And from the book of Ephesians, we come to the understanding.
他说以水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
And the water through the word and become a cleansing element so that the church can be holy.
在约翰福音第一章第一节这么说。
So John chapter 1very first one, verse says,
道就是神。
And the word is God.
所以从水生就是从道生，就是从神生。
So if you were born from the water, that means you're born from the word, and also it implies that you are born from God.
那么这个从灵生又是怎么意思呢？
And then what does it mean by to be born by the spirit?
这个灵就是指的圣灵。
And the spirit refers to the Holy Spirit.
也就是三位一体的真神。
That is the second person of the Trinity Godhead.
所以从灵生啊，也就是从神生的。
So when we said that you are born from the spirit, it's equivalent to say that you are born from God.
总体来说，
So in conclusion,
从水生，从灵生，就是指人要重生得救，就必须认罪悔改，相信道成肉身的耶稣。
So when they said about to be born from water and from the spirit, that means man must be repent and receive Jesus' blood.
正是因为主耶稣被钉在十字架上，为我们死了。
And all these are based on the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
才成就了救恩的。
And then he worked out the salvation for each one of us.
他才成为人得救的根本。
And he has to become man and to fulfill the salvation.
然而有了救恩并不是人就自然得救了。
So when Jesus prepared the salvation, it does automatically guarantee everyone will be saved.
人还必须真心诚意的去相信。
So man has to be have a first intellectual assent and sincerely believe in your heart.
那才能够得救。
And that is a very important requirement.
所以以弗所书二章八节。
And therefore Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says,
他怎么说？他说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So you are saved by grace and through your faith.
并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And it's not from yourself, but the gift of God.
我们有上面所说。
So from what we just discussed,
我们可以看得出来。
So we can come to the understanding.
人要重生得救。
So in order to be born again,
啊，该是怎么样的呢？
So what is it all about?
人要重生，就是要靠主耶稣基督的牺牲所偿还了我们人的罪债。
So to be born again, we really depend on Jesus' sacrificial death in order to pay the penalty.
靠着主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的不义。
And depending on the precious blood of Jesus, and then which because it can cleanse our unrighteousness.
再借着我们人真心诚意的相信。
And then through our sincere faith in Him,
圣灵就进到我们的心中。
Then the Holy Spirit enters into our heart.
就给我们带来新的生命。
And then bring forth a new life.
这就成了重生得救的人。
Then you are the person being born again.
这是第二方面。
So this is the second part.
第三方面，我们从教会的现实来看重生得救。
So thirdly, let's look at the concept of born again from the reality of the church.
既然刚才这个重生得救的道理已经讲得很清楚了。
So we have just made clear the doctrine of the born again.
应该是没有什么问题嘛。
And we thought that there should not be any problem anymore.
实际不是这样哦。
But in reality, this is not so.
我们观察一下今天的教会。
So let us observe today's churches.
我们就知道事实并不是这样。
And then we come to understand it's more than that.
教会里边存在着这么样几种人。
So in a church, constitute several kinds of people.
第一种人。
The first kind.
他们所在的教会信仰纯正。
First and foremost, the church has to have a sound doctrine.
Yeah, 他们也经过真理的栽培。
And then they were, the believers should be edified by the truth.
信徒也有重生得救的经历。
And Christian must have the experience of being born again.
他们明白真理。
And then they understand the truth.
他们也活出了新生命的样式。
And then they live out the form of a new life.
所以他们是真正知道自己重生得
救的人。So this kind of people is the one who really certain of their salvation.
这样的基督徒是最有福气的。
So this kind of Christian is blessed.
第二种人。
And the second kind in the church.
这个人是在教会里边。
So even though this person is within the church.
但是他们这个教会并没有讲生命之道。
But the church never proclaimed the way of life.
他们没有听到得救的福音的真理。
And they never have opportunity.To hear about the truth of salvation.
他们所听到的只是一些教人啊怎么做人的。
So what they heard from the pulpit is how to be a good person.
啊，他并不知道什么是得救。
And they don't know, have no idea what the salvation means.
所以他就糊里糊涂就信了。
So therefore they just believe without clear understanding.
也许他们就抓住一点。
Maybe they just grip a single point that they heard.
信主就可以上天堂。
Oh, I believe in God, then I will be, in the heaven.
好极了，我信。
Oh, this is good. I believe.
而事实上，他们并没有重生。
But actually, this person has never experienced the born again.
他们没有属灵的生命。
And they do not have the spiritual life.
严格的说，他们是不应该算的是啊得救的基督徒。
So strictly speaking, these people should not be called Christian.
这在教会里面也不是个别的啊。
So this is not just a problem of individuals.
第三种人。
And the third kind of person within the church.
他们确实是有得救的经历。
So they will indeed have the experience of being saved.
但他们缺少圣经的知识。
But they lack the knowledge of the scripture.
他们就不敢确定自己到底是得救了。还是没有得救。
So because of that, they have no certainty whether they have been saved or not.
有的时候他们觉得心情很好，嗯，我是得救了。
So sometimes when he was in a good mood, they said, "Yes, I'm saved."
有的时候他们觉得，哎呀，这个怎么这个一团，这个事情一团糟。
But sometimes the circumstances make him feel that he's in a mess. That
工作也不顺利，家庭也出现问题。
And a problem with my work, and then my family have a problem.
这我真的得救了吗？
And then he questioned himself whether he had been saved or not.
所以他心里就怀疑，嗯，他
So therefore skepticism rear head in his soul.
心里没有平安呢、啊。
And he lacked the peace.
其实既然你有得救的经历，
So the thing is, if you have the experience of being saved,
那就应该肯定。
So you should have the certainty.
那么这样的人所需要的是真理的学习。
So what this kind of people really need is the learning of the truth.
而不是凭感觉。
It's not based on feeling alone.
第四种人。
And the fourth kind of person, people.
本来是有很好的条件。
So they have a very ideal condition.
教会里也听得到得救的。
And then the church is good, and they often heard about the true doctrine and salvation.
他们也听到了很好的生命之道。
So they heard about the way of the life.
可是他们把这些当成一个知识。
But they considered all these things as a knowledge.
当成一个故事来听。
And then treat all these sermons as a story.
更错误的是，他们认为啊，懂了知识。就得了重生。
And the mistaken knowledge is salvation.
他们的要害在哪里呢？
So what is the serious problem with this kind of people?
就是他们没有真正的把耶稣当成自己的救主和生命的主宰。
Because they really not treat Jesus as a savior and lord of his life.
他们似乎还留在这么样一种境况里边。
So they remain in this kind of condition.
懂了就够了。
So as long as I understand in my mind, it's enough.
我的生命还是我做主吧。
So let me reign on my own life.
所以他们的生命还是属肉体的。
So this kind of life is a life of the flesh.
他们和不信的人是没有区别的。
And from that aspect, they have no difference than the unbelievers.
如果说一定要说有区别的话。
So if you really want to distinguish him from the unbeliever,
那就是在他们头脑里边有得救的知识。
So that is in his brain, his mind, they know the knowledge of the salvation.
如此而已。
And just that.
这实在是太危险。
So this is a very dangerous situation.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你是属于哪一种人呢？
So what kind of people do you belong to?
你要认真想一想。
So you have to give a serious thought about this.
到了教会，信了耶稣。
So when you come to the church and you claim you believe in Jesus,
也懂了知识。
And then you have the knowledge of the salvation,
但并不等于重生得救。
That does not mean you have been born again.
那当然就要问了。
Then raise another question.
那重生得救到底知道，我们能不能知道呢？
So is our state of being born again knowable?
这是我们思想的第四方面。
This is the third part of the sermon.
重生得救是可以知道的。
And the Bible tells us it's knowable about the salvation individually.
有人以为重生得救这个是很神秘。
So some people thought that born again is very mysterious.
不可琢磨。
So it's intangible.
难于衡量。
So it's difficult to measure.
这个是不对的。
This is not true.
为什么？
Why?
我们前面已经讲过。
So, we already mentioned before.
重生得救包括的三个方面。
So, being born again have three, constitute three elements.
因信靠主罪得赦免。
So, the first one is by faith you trust in God and your sin have been forgiven.
因信靠主得以称义。
And by faith you have been justified.
第三，因信靠主得到由神而来的新生命。
By faith and by the grace of God you receive you or acquire the eternal life.
既然如此，
If this is so,
重生得救的人就必定会有特别的表现。
So for those who are truly born again will have an outward expression.
我们对照这些表现。
So from this kind of outward expression,
人就可以知道自己到底是真的重生得救
了。 Then people can tell whether you have been born again or not.
Or 还是没有。
And the answer is
就是有还是没有。
Oh, yeah, have this kind of question or not?
那么真正重生得救的人有哪些表现呢？
So for those who are truly born again, what kind of outward expression they should have?
有五个方面的表现。
So there are five aspects.
第一
，First,
重生得救的人必定有知罪、认罪和悔改的经历。
So for those who have been born again, must know that he was a sinner, and then he repent and have been for receive forgiveness from God.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为圣灵做工
，because this is the outworking of the Holy Spirit。
他感动人
，and it will move people's heart。
人才会知罪、认罪、悔改
，and only the word of the Holy Spirit that we come to the realization that we are sinners。
人才会真心的去求告神
，and only we are saved by we are moved by the Holy Spirit, then we begin to seek God。
约翰福音十六章第八节说
，So John chapter 16 verse 8 says，
他就是指的圣灵。
So,
他既然来
，So he that is Holy Spirit has already come，
就要叫世人啊，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己，责备自己。
He will convict people, of sin and righteousness and judgment。
当然，并不是每一个人都是完全。一个模式
So of course this is not a one size fit all situation
有的人一开始就认罪悔改
And some people right at the beginning they recognize their sin and repent from it
我不知道你们听没听过这样的见证啊
So I don't know whether you have heard this kind of testimony
有的人呢、啊、他我听一个见证是这样哈、啊、他从来都没有到教会去过
So some kind of people never enter into the door of the church.
他有一次经过教会的时候，听见里边在唱圣诗。
So one day, and unexpectedly, he passed by the church and heard people singing praise to God.
他就很受感动啊。
So he was deeply moved and then entered into the sanctuary.
进去以后坐在那儿就一直流泪满面。
So when he go into the church and sat there, and the tears rolled down from his cheek.
他当场就认罪悔改信主了。
And immediately he acknowledged his own sin and repent from it.
有的人第一次听到福音
，So some people only just for the first time hearing the gospel.
他就认罪悔改信主了。
And then he acknowledged their own sin and repent and believe in Jesus.
这种例子不是一个两个了。
So this is not just one.This kind of example is not a rarity.
但是有些人并不是这样。
But other people are different.
他们信主之后
So after they believe in God,
啊，他们学习了真理
And then they learn about the truth.
他明白自己的污秽和罪过
And then from his own understanding, understand his own iniquities and filthiness.
心中不平安
And then,He became restless.
被圣灵催逼，然后才向神痛苦。
And then he was urged by the Holy Spirit, and then they become safe.
然后再向神啊，向神痛悔和认罪。
And then a contrite heart developed, and then acknowledged his own sin to God.
努力去改变自己。
And then he tried his all-out effort to change himself.
所以有的人认罪悔改。在前面
So some people acknowledge their own sin and repent at the beginning.
有的人是认罪悔改在后面
But some are different and they do it afterwards.
无论是前一种还是后一种
So whether you belong to this kind or the other one,
都是好的
And this is a good thing.
为什么
Why?
因为你只要知罪认罪悔改
So
神就赦免
Never mind the order. As long as you acknowledge your own sin and repent from your sin and then believe in Jesus you will be accepted
但是我们都知道基督徒有三大敌人呢、啊、
But we know that Christian has three cardinal enemies
啊，这就是我们平常所说的啊，魔鬼的试、这个试探
So
世界的引诱和肉体的软弱
So first is the temptation of Satan 第二种Oh, and then the world, yeah, the lust of the world, and then the flesh.
所以我们要时刻的警惕。
So therefore we have to be vigilant.
一旦你出现了新的罪过，
So as long as you commit a new sin,
你就要及时的认罪悔
改。And you must acknowledge your sin and repent immediately.
这是第一。
And this is the first thing.
就是重生得救的人的第一种表现。重生得救的人必定有知罪、认罪、悔改。
So this is the first expression of a truly born again person. Him or she must know their own sins and repent from it and then believe in Jesus.
Yeah, 这是这个经历必定要有的。
So this kind of experience is necessary.
第二，
Secondly,
重生得救的人必定有罪得赦免的平安。
So a truly born again Christian must experience the peace from being forgiven.
神允许我们说，
because God promised us,
他说痛苦的心他绝不轻看。
So a contrite heart will not be lightly
dismissed. 他愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
And because it is our will of our God that he wish everyone can be saved and no one go to perdition.
所以凡是求告他的，
So whoever call upon the name of the Lord,
他必赦免，
will be forgiven.
耶稣基督对很多啊信他求告他的人常常讲一句话。
So Jesus always say something to those who believe in him and truly trust in him.
他说什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
你的信救了你。
And your faith has saved you.
平平安安地回去吧。
Go with peace.
说这种罪被赦免的平安，
So this peace comes forth from being forgiven.
重生得救的人是必定会经历到的。
So for those who are truly born again must experience this kind of peace which is not of the world.
重生得救的人必定有的第三个表现，
So the third expression for those truly born again
就是圣灵的印记，
That is the testimony of the Holy Spirit
和同在，
and His presence.
哥林多后书第一章二十二节说，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 22,
他又用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
So the God used Holy Spirit as a seal to guarantee us our salvation.
圣灵的印记我们肉眼当然看不见了。
So of course the seal of the Holy Spirit is invisible.
我曾经去做过监狱探访施工。
So I have been in the prison ministry.
当我们进去这个里边之前呢，他在门口那个守卫他会拿一个东西给我们说这个手背上盖一个东西。
So before I enter into the prison facility, the guard will put a seal on my hand.
你是看不见的，不知道。
It's invisible.
但是在他那个灯光下面一照就看出来。
But under the light, the ultraviolet light, I believe, and it will become visible.
圣灵给我们的印记，肉眼是看不见。
So the seal that God stamp on us is invisible.
但是圣灵是不是住在我们心里
But does that mean that the Holy Spirit is not living in our heart?
圣灵住在得救的人的心里。
So the Holy Spirit indwell in the hearts of those who are truly born again.
所以他就常常地提醒人，感动人。
So therefore there's a whisper constantly remind us.
他让我们人对罪有敏感。
So it elevates our sensitivity to sins.
让我们知道什么事情可以做，
so that we can
什么事情不可以做。
Discern what we ought to do and what we are not supposed to do.
如果我们有犯罪，我们心里就会不平
安。So if we sin against God, and then we seem to lose those kind of peace.
只有认罪之后，你才会有平安。
And then only after you repent and ask for forgiveness.Then you will acquire those peace.
这种有平安和不平安的感觉是圣灵告诉你的。
So this feeling of peace and restless is a gift from the Holy Spirit.
你就知道你有圣灵的印记。
So, to let you know that you have already the seal of the Holy Spirit.
重生得救的人必定有的第四种表现。
And the third expression and, from the born again Christian is,
就是他有新生命的表现。
That is, he ought to have some kind of expression of a new life.
这是一个最重要的表现。
This is a very important expression.
重生得救的人他的新生命从哪里来的呀?
So where does new life come from?
从哪里来的?
So where it come from?
从圣经来的。
From the Holy Scripture.
从听到来的。
From listening to the world.
不是。
No.
它是从神来的。
It's from God.
啊。这个生命它是真实的存在的。
So this new life is truly exist.
它不是虚拟的。
It's not a virtual imagination.
这个属灵的新生命它和肉体是有本质的区别。
So this spiritual life has a qualitative or intrinsic difference than the flesh.
因此它的表现和肉体的表现是大有区别。
So therefore the expression of a new life and the expression of the flesh are truly distinguishable.
比如说啊，我们这个对事物的看法它不一样了。
So when we view the world and we see it different.
你信主之前你对这件事情的看法和信主之后你对这件事情的看法你会不一样的。
So before you were born again, you look at these things in one way, but after you're born again, you look at the same thing in the other way.
你的兴趣和爱好不同了。
Your interest, your desire, your habit are different.
这个就很多 这方面的、啊、现象了、啊、
So this will、can be many phenomena can be derived from this point.
比如过去有些人喜欢到赌场去。
So maybe、before this person before he was born again, he liked to go to gamble casino.
信主之前是又抽烟又喝酒的。
And some people like to smoke and then、like to be get drunk.
信主之后，他对这个。
But after interest and their desire has been changed,
他的爱好和兴趣不同了。
And God not only changed what we not to do, but not what we want to do.
另外呢，他就对别人的这种关爱是越来越多。
And then their concern or charity toward other people are increased after he was born again.
在不信的人呢，都啊，这个常常。有一个信念。
So for those who were not yet born again have this kind of conviction.
人不为己，天诛地灭。
So if you are not doing things for yourself, and the heaven will not spare you.
但是信主之后，我们就觉得，哎，我们应该多多去关怀别人。
But after you believe in Jesus, and then you all of a sudden realize that we ought to sacrifice ourselves and care for other people.
而不是自私自利，自我为中心。
Just do everything in a self-centered manner.
信主之后有重生得救的基督徒，他一定是爱教会，就像爱自己的家一样。
So for those who are truly born again and a true Christian, they must love church as if he loved his own house, home.
重生得救的基督徒，他一定是他的追求啊，是逐渐的被属灵的追求所取代。
So for a truly born again Christian and his desire, spiritual desire will increase over the fleshly desire.
甚至于他的性格脾气都有了很大的改变。
And even his personality and his temperament also experience a big change.
有的改变得很快。
So some people change rapidly.
啊，很显著。
And then abruptly and very visible.
有的人改变的比较慢。
But some people go through the transformation in a slower pace.
改变的不是、啊、在短时间里看是不太明显。
So it's not evident through,、if you look at the narrow window of time.
但是长期来看，从他的家人来看，他确实。
But in a long haul and from the viewpoint of his family, and they can detect the difference.
人如果没有内在的属灵的生命，
so if you do not have an inner spiritual life,
上面这些表现它不可能有。
So the spiritual expression I just mentioned, they would not have.
如果你有这种表现，
if you have this kind of expression,
恭喜你，
and then I congratulate you, you have been born again.
第五种，
so the fifth kind,
重生得救的人的表现就是必定对主有信心。
So for those who are truly born again, will have the faith in our Lord Jesus.
一个重生得救的人呢，
so for those who are truly born again as a Christian,
他会越来越少去靠人、靠钱、靠世界。
So his dependence on wealth and people will be, and the world will be reduced gradually.
他会在越来越多的方面对神有信心。
But he will increasingly trust in our Lord Jesus.
我就是这个说一个今天到教会来的例子啊。
So,I just give you an example as I enter into this sanctuary today.
上次这个上一次来正道之后，我跟陆弟兄讲，我们两个说现在这个最好十二月份，今天呢不要下雪啊。
Okay, so last time when Pastor Chang come here, and then afterwards he talked to me that I'm coming here today. Today, okay, I wish the weather is good.
Yeah. 那么我这心里呢，就始终在想主啊，你如果说真的是啊。要成就这个事情呢，你就不要下雪，因为下雪这个开车这么远的路啊，这个我这个年纪大啊，这个就不太安全了。
So I just secretly pray to God that if it's your will for me to come here, please make sure the weather is good, because at my age I cannot drive in a wintry weather.
So 从上个礼拜开始呢，我看这个手机的天气预报的时候呢，我就在看下个礼拜天有没有雪。
So from last week on, for 5 days, I just look at the weather forecast and then see whether today's weather is good or not.
因为我靠别的靠不住嘛。
Because I cannot depend on any other things.
但是你看今天，
but
阳光普照。
Look at this, the balmy day.
那么还有呢，就是一个重生得救的基督徒啊，他不会因为顺利而这个亨通而骄横。
So for those truly believe in God, he will not be be complacent during the time of prosperity.
Yeah, 他也不会因为苦难危险而惊慌。
And he will not be frightened by the adverse circumstances.
对神的信心。
And then he trusts in God.
就成了他最稳定可靠的保障。
And become a solid anchor of his soul.
这一点我觉得这真是神的恩典。
I think this is very important, and I recognize this is the grace of God. 如果
一个没有信主的人是不会有这种恩典。
So if you do not believe in Jesus, you will not experience this kind of inner peace.
如果有机会啊，
if you have the opportunity,
我将来会跟你们来讲一讲我做这个心脏大手术的一个情况。
I will share with you my personal testimony about my heart surgery.
当我被推到这个手术室之后，
When I was wheeled into the surgical room,
家人都被挡在外边了，对吧？
So my family member was prohibited to enter.
那个时候你靠谁呢？
So what kind of dependence did I have?
我以后会跟你们讲。
So I will tell you this story later.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，and beloved,
通过今天再一次的来学习重生得救这个真理。
So through today's sermon, I wish everyone can learn about the doctrine of born again.
我们每一个人呢，可以做一个自我的评估。
So actually, you can do a self, evaluation.
如果你确实知道自己是重生得救的人，
So if you truly believe that you are the born again person,
那你就应该常存感恩之心。
Then you have to have a thankful heart,
一生一世报答主的恩情。
So for the rest of your lifetime, you repay your gratitude to our Lord.
但是如果你啊过去不清楚
，So on the other hand, if in the past you are not sure of your salvation,
你现在确定了，哎，自己哎，我根据这些表现来看，我是重生得救。
And now you discover, according to the test that I mentioned earlier, and you realize that you have been saved and born again.
那么从今以后，你就放下包袱。
So from this time on, you should lay down your burden.
努力面前。
And then do an all-out effort, walk on this spiritual road.
向着标杆直跑。
And then talk the goal that God has set for you.
那么如果说很糟糕，我今天发现了，我还不还没有重生得救哎。
So if you discover that, oh, I've really not been born again today.
那你不要不必害怕了。
So you ought not be afraid.
你就认真悔改。
Then you just repent.
神必定会赦免你的罪。
So it's God's promise that He will forgive your sins.
从此你就开始。你真实的美好的信仰之路。
So from this time forth, you will walk on the truly spiritual pilgrimage.
好，让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父
，Our heavenly Father，
爱我们的恩主耶稣基督
，And our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ who love us，
感谢你舍身流血，
so、
赐下的宝贵的救恩。
So, thank you that you died on the cross and work out the salvation for us.
让我们靠着他重生得救
，so that by trusting in Jesus we can be saved and born again。
祈求你怜悯那些还没有真正重生得救的人
，May you show mercy to those who have not yet been born again。
帮助他们
，and help them，
让他们也能够早一天得到那上好的福分
，so they can also receive the best blessing from you。
成为你所喜悦的儿女
，and become a children of God whom you love.
感谢主垂听我们的祷告
，and thank you, Lord Jesus, and because you listen to our prayer.
是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名
，and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.